It was a very strange scene last evening as a line of the homeless formed outside of the Flickinger Athletic Center, ready to wait for several hours before the doors opened for access to a homeless shelter on the second floor. It's a vast gym, which would ordinarily hold students playing on several basketball courts. To get there, the men had to pass through a health screening process, looking for signs of COVID-19. The Restoration Society's housing and homeless director, Gene Bennett, says it was a rush to get the shelter open.
Keep our people safe. They don't have anywhere to go. Every place that they normally go is shut down. They can't go to the library. They can't go to the bus station. Most of the providers in the city have shut services and are working remotely, so they really don't have anywhere to go. So huge need right now to get our group of people that we take care of during the cold winter months and continue to take care of them even though it's warmer.
Upstairs, the 70 cots were spread across the gym at social distancing spaces compared to the usual shelter where the beds were practically wedged against each other. The stories of the homeless men were all different. Because of the coming of winter, Paul had lost his fencing job, although he retains his health insurance. Important, because he worries about the virus.
I'm a little scared, a little nervous. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I haven't learned too much about it yet to give you an answer on that. I just know it's making me a little nervous, more cautious on my health.
One of the goals of the sponsoring agencies is to make sure the homeless men know a lot more about the novel coronavirus and how it might affect them. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.